Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago and Wyoming shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Shoot, I got peace of mind. Brother Drew, listen, when I was, you know, we talked about it maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I told you that we're coming to this, the making of an African-American, that we would come in to all the beautiful names that white folks have named us. And guess what, Brother Drew? What they named us become law.
Uh-huh.
In the Constitution. They named us. That's what we were according to America. See, now, let's look at something. Me and you, everybody we see, you born in America. You educated in America. You made in the image of an American. So what they say go, not what you say go, because in America you are an emancipated slave with certain rights. Anybody that look like me and you, That's including the Mexicans. Shit. Excuse me, Budju. But that includes every person of color. You have no rights in America. America has made its constitution and it for the American. And we are not Americans. We are people that America conquered through enslaving them. When they came to their land, first, October the 9th, 935 A.D., in the year in the 9th century, in the 35th year. And October the 9th is a national American holiday, Brother Drew, that the citizens don't know a goddamn thing about. But if you go Google it, you'll find that October the 9th is the celebration, American holiday, it reads, of the celebration of Leif Erik the Red discovering this place. And now Leif Erik the Red was a Viking that came over here. Now, me and you ain't know the damn thing about this holiday, have you, Brother Drew? You with me?
Yeah, I'm still here with you, Brother Watson.
I ain't know nothing about no October the 9th is an American holiday. We can Google it. I ain't know shit about it. Holiday. We ain't never, it said it was an American national holiday. Well, a national holiday, that means everybody's supposed to celebrate it, you know, but it's a funny thing. They said American. They didn't say the United States. They said American holiday. So if you ain't an American, you don't know a goddamn thing about this holiday.
That's something, ain't it?
Yeah, so this is when Leif Erik the Red came over here. He said, hell, all you got to do is Google it, and they tell you why they celebrate this holiday. They tell you why they celebrate that holiday. That's the beginning of, that's the first white man that came from the east to the west over here. And it was 6 tribes of people over here when he came over here. And he blew off course because the gateway over here, Brother Drew, is through Seattle, Washington, not through New York, where he got blew into, where the Wampum Pen lived. He got blew into that area. But everybody knows to kill him in the Wampum Belt to kill his ass. Anything come from across the water that didn't look like us, you supposed to kill him. If he was white, he was called a pale face. And the Mexicans, the old Mex said he'd be riding a white horse, a pale face riding a white horse. It was 6 tribes of people over here, the Creek Nation, the Algonquin, they didn't come through the Creek Nation. The Algonquin nation of people is where Leif Erik the Red landed. That's the East Coast. The West Coast is the gateway. Oh, he got blowed off course. We know that now from this study of history. And that's when he bought 3 gods over here, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's the first 3 gods that came over here from the east to the west. He bought them. And on your goddamn calendar is what? Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. On the white man calendar. The nigga calendar starts at April the 1st, and it ain't but 28 days. I had to tell Robert will holler, hey, huh? Oh, they just give the black man 28 days out of a year for his national holiday. I told him 28 days. Well, that was to let you know that the white man is making mockery of you when he lets you have it in February. I asked him, I said, sometime four is what, Brother Drew? It's 7 days in a week, and after 28 days, the moon completes its goddamn cycle, and which the earth completes a cycle. So it takes 28 days. So a month ain't but 28 days. Where you get this other bullshit? Because you're on the America's calendar, a Gregorian calendar of the church. You're on Jesus' calendar. You see?
Right.
We know this now. You know, you can't bullshit us. But he called us certain names that they made laws out of it, Brother Drew. And funny thing, we don't know a goddamn thing about America, but we finna find out what America thought about us and got it written in the laws, and they abided by these laws in that period of time. But hell, them laws are still the same now. They're just most sophisticated. The same laws, Brother Drew, under another name, and them taking you up under another name. Well, the same laws that they had, hell, they're here now, the same laws now. But we up under the name of African American colored people and Negroes. That's who they got you. The modern day version of it, that ain't the ancient. See, we ain't gonna remove no ancient landmarks. We gonna go back to the beginning of what white folks said was the law. And you found this? It says, on the old deeds, we see a person's soul, but without reference to their race. The assumption is that the person was black. While this is probably a fair assumption, we must not overlook the possibility that the slave could also be part white, part Indian, or both. In the Carolinas prior to 1776, enslavement of Indians, Yamsees, and others, and Don Regler, the term Negro, Black, African, Slave, and Black Americans are the words we find in the old census documents, literature, letters, and common American speech. This is the way the white boy spoke at that time period. The words and term African American, Afro America are modern day words. The words Native Americans, Ameridans is also modern term for the Indian, which was the Negro. I find that very interesting, Brother Drew. This old bronchitis got me. Colombians, it says, it is a fact that Columbus was 8,000 miles in his mathematical calculation off course. He thought he was in East India. He thought he was in East India, but he was over here. in what we call our thyroid, what they call America now. And these people was not called Indians. There are many histories of the Americans that have been identified, disguised, categorized, controlled, or to separate people of color. Here is some of these words, Brother Drew, and we ain't gonna finish it because it's so long. But but I do have to read what a Zambo is, because according to white folks law, LAW, most of all of us is Zambos, not Sambo, but Zambo. Zambo, Brother Drew, is a person who is three-quarter Negro. That means he was an Indian. And one-quarter white, child of a mulatto and a Negro. Also the tribe of a Indian and a Negro. That's a Zambo. But most of the people you see right now is Zambos.
Oh, yeah. Zambos and Zombies.
Yeah. You know how I got my name? My mama was a mulatta, and my daddy is a Negro. My mama's a half breed. But we'll get into that, what a half breed is. What a half breed is. See, and so when we see how they took them, all of these beautiful names, Brother Drew, we're gonna start. They got it in a chronological order. So they started off with the Black Dutch. This is very interesting here, Brother Drew. A Black Dutch, the people they call Black Dutch, the rich white folks, was a white Europeano with pure black features. And how they know that this was a Black Dutch is because their hair was brunette. It wasn't blonde. They was white. You, how many we done seen, Brother Drew? They even tell you blonde and brunette.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, these people was called Black Dutch. Especially, you know, the Italians, they would call them, they nicknamed them Guineas. This term also applied to persons with mixed racial heritage. The term meaning of different people. It also was used by some of the disguised that racial heritage was not the definite answer who was the Black Dutch, because they say they would go like this to find out which Black Dutch. The next one they call was Blood Quadrum. This term is used to identify the percentage or quality of Indian blood that a person today, in order to qualify for the tribal membership in certain tribes, especially the federal recognized tribes. That's the five tribes that they deal with today. There are blood quarters requirement. The blood quarter requirement varies from tribe to tribe. So when you say I'm on the reservation, they require your blood. They tell by your blood what tribe you came from. And they've been doing this, Brother Drew. What my great-great-grandpa would kill your shadow if a white man called him a breed is the next term, Brother Drew. A breed, this term is applied mainly to Indians that was mixed. Now, remember, the Indian is also the Negro. So you understand that before you became African American, you was colored people, that was Negroes, that was all over your damn school system. It's on my diploma where I graduated from, Ralph Bunch Negro Colored High School. That means that the slave, we'll get to it down here, what they call in 1619, where the slave had come, one of the more Africans over here, he was a half breed. He wasn't no African no more. The term, the Californian, this is very interesting, Brother Drew. This is where you find the Moors coming in. You see, this term, the Californians, was the first wave of Spanish explorers, priests, soldiers who came to California in 1769. The soldiers was the one that mixed the blood with the Mexican and the Indian, meaning when you say Mexican and Indian, you're talking about Olmec, Aztec, Incas, Maya, those four tribes. When you talk about Indian, you're talking about the 72 tribes. Now, here's where he had mixed bloods. This is plural. He was this child here, but that child had mixed with the Sephardic Jew, the Moor, and the Gypsies. California refers to both a people and a culture. Today, the descendants of those early Californians proudly claim their heritage. But this is what a Californian was. Do you see how many bloodlines are now? And what's very interesting is that this present day one, he is Sephardic Jew, Moor, and Gypsy.
Uh-huh.
He got all of them bloodlines in it. The next one they talk about is free-issued Negroes. Now that's the ex-slave that was mixed. They seized with the so-called Indian. In other words, this is the mixing of the colored people and the Negro. The colored people was the African that had mixed this seed with the white man or the Indian. They was that children. You see, you understanding how this bloodline works, Brother Drew?
I'm listening to it.
Yeah, it's very interesting when you sit down and look for white folks, how they characterize you, and this is what you are to them right now. A Negro, mixed race person free by emancipation or birth, especially the child of a white woman and a Negro man, commonly used in Virginia and the Carolinas. They were called free issue Negroes. Now, that's strange. Look at this child that came out. He's the free issue. But look at his parents. His parents was a white woman and this Negro man. Now, the Negro was what? The Indian. That's us, Brother Drew. We come from the 72 tribes.
Uh-huh.
When when great-great-grandpa got some poontang from a white woman and had a baby, the baby would be a free-issued Negro. And this was law in Virginia and Carolinas. Free Men of Color, which FMC, Free People of Color, Free Women of Color, used especially in Louisiana on all the U.S. census, a person with mixed ancestry, not a slave, a mixture of Negro and white, mulatto, quadron, or octron, a darker-skinned person, not a slave, and not considered Negro, usually of Mediterranean, East Indian, or Asian, or applied to the Native American. Also applied to the Native American, that's the Negroes. Free man of color. We are free men of color. Our mamas and daddy is free men, free women of color, according to the United States Census. Now, the next one was a free mixture. A person, not a slave, being part black and being part white or Indian, meaning colored, white, and a Negro. Now, here's one that's really, because we got three sets of these people in my hometown, and their last name is Griffin. Well, where did that word Griffin come from? A Griffin, Brother Drew, was the offspring of a white and a Negro and colored person used especially in Louisiana. These uh-huh. are names. This was, so it's a bunch of Griffins in my hometown. Griffin, the offspring of a black, a white, a Negro, and a colored person. Yeah, they didn't say man or woman. They say if one of the parents was this colored, which is a slave, and Negro, which would be the Indian, then in Louisiana they classify you as a Griffin. Half and half, a person of mixed blood, a half breed, part Indian, which would be a Negro, or part black, which would be colored. So a lot of us got called half and halves. And then the next one was half breed, half blood, or half blooded. A child of a Negro and a white parent, and also colored. The white boy in there. So you half breed, half blood. That's what my great grandpa kid your ass. He called him a half breed. He hated that word. Here's what my mama is, Brother Drew. High yellow.
Heard of that before.
Boy, I hope she listened to this. High yellow. A light skinned Negro, which is an Indian. Mostly white. Let's see here. stand over here. Mostly white. A person having 5/8 Negro blood, the offspring of a mulatto and a griffin, used in and found in Louisiana. This was a mulatto. That's what a mulatto was. A maroon. You hear them a whole lot in them old movies, them old Buccaneer movies. They use that word maroon a whole lot. If you look at them old Buccaneer movies. A fugitive or runaway slave, one who joined with the Seminole in Florida. This word was applied to fugitives, Negro slaves in the West Indies and the New Guineas. The word of maroon is from the certain Spanish word, meaning wild, free, a runaway person. The term maroon was applied also as a color. Maroon is a very dark, brownish, red, or chestnut-colored person. A M-A-R-R-A-N-O-S, maroon-S, I guess how you pronounce it, M-A-R-R-A-N-O-S. Now, this is where some get interested here. A Sephardic Jew. The Jews of Spain and Portugal. Now we see how come Portugal used to be the number one country. You remember when Portugal was the number one sea, man, especially in the slave line? The Sephardic Jews was Jews of Spain and Portugal. These old rich Portugal Jews, they had the shipping and trade sold up during that time. Who had went to Catholicism, Brother Drew, during the Spanish Portuguese Inquisition, and who became converted, maroons. Most of these people fled in the Inquisition by the coming of the colonized America, especially Mexico and Southwest. They would have come as soldiers, sailors, and settlers. Today we will expect the descendants of the American Southwest. Some are Sephardic Jews came to British colonies in America, but it's few in number. These people often fled to France and England, and they sailed the American East Coast. So we see, Brother Jews, some Sephardic Jews over here. Ask or not. Everything was over here, Brother Drew, come from the east to the west. And here's another one called M-E-L-U-N-G-E-O-N. This was used. This is interesting. Of what they say that the bloodline of these people was. These are Sephardic Jews that had mixed with the Moors, the Arabs, the Turks, the Portuguese, and the Gypsies that came with the Muslim country from Iran, with the Muslim conquerors from Iran, Spain, Morocco. These Jews came over here in 1492 and adopted the movement. They was called M-E-L-U. Only Judaism can provide motives and of the cousins married in secret generations after generation, meaning they had changed their name to a certain thing. Now, a mulatto a person who is half Negro, half Indian, and half white, the child of one white parent, a Negro parent from the Spanish and Portuguese word mulatto, meaning young mule. I tell mama she's a mule. The mule is, of course, one half horse, one half donkey, a hybrid, meaning the mule can't have no children, used to describe a half Indian and a half Negro person. That's what a mulatto is. Nigger. Negra. Negro is a Spanish word meaning black. This was a term that was feminine in the Spanish word, a word in it to apply to feminine. In the white man's duty, they care for the Negroes. The meaning statement of this was apparently a racial statement in today's society. It has nothing to do with that. When he call you a nigger, nigger, is that old governor in 1970, he would call you a nigger a twitch on TV. My dad would get mad and say, old Governor Wallace, he said, the niggers acting a damn fool. Them niggers from up north with them southern white folks down here coming down here agitating our niggers down here. And he wasn't doing nothing but saying nigger in a slick way. But it only means black. The word only means black, Brother Drew. Ogdrome, a person who is one-eighth Negro, seven-eighth white, the child of one white parent of a quadrome, from the word meaning eight. Now, let's look at that, Brother Drew. What do that mean? That means that the white man would take a 12-year-old girl at 12 years old, and he have a baby by her. That baby would be a mulatto, Brother Duke. When this baby get 12 years old, this is the female girl. He would have his relative would have another baby with this female that they kinfolks, and the baby will come out quadrone. When the quadrone baby get 12 years old, they would breed her with another white man. The baby would be a octrone. They would take the octrone baby, that's a little girl at 12, this happened at 12 years old, breeding with another white man, and the baby would come out a musty. Now, musty, the only way that you can tell it got black blood in it, it got freckles. Oh, so when you see people with freckles, they are musty in their bloodline. And most of the time, the freckles on the male is under his clothes. That's what made his ass so dangerous in that time period. They would castrate all the musties in Louisiana. The black men that they found out that was musty, they castrated him because he could pass for a white. He looked just like a white man. You can tell he wasn't white, only with freckles and moles. You see them high yellow people with freckles and moles and shit in their face. Well, that's that mixing. That's the mixing of the seed. That's a musty. And that's how you mix it. Now you can take a white baby, mix it with a African, a black person, a Negro, a black person, a jet black person, and when that baby gets 12 years old, mix him here, and after six mixing, which is six generations, that baby be just as black as the daddy was from the start, but it went through a color change. and that's what you had to be able to see. It, that's very interesting, you know, knowledge to come up into. They have one called a SACATRA. Was the offspring of a griffin and a negress, a Negro woman or a girl, Louisiana. See, Louisiana had a whole lot of these terms and these names. And we know for a fact that we became African Americans. That's a name that Jesse Jackson said that he was no longer. He's the first African American. We know that. So that's a coined name. That ain't who we are. And then they put it on the census. This is what they do. They put it on the census in 1970. And then they put up the Negro colored African American. They do. They put some trick. That's trickeration there. They wanted to see how many niggas would say they this. They that. And so I wanted to share those names in this lecture, Brother Drew. And I got one more thing to share with you before I go is when I was looking for this lecture here that I have a lot of charts that I had laminated important stuff, like, you know, different things. You know how I do shit. But I came across one, Brother Drew, that we got to look at here. The Tall Son of Man. Now, it ain't nowhere in the Bible that Jesus said that he was God. Nowhere. The meaning of the title Son of Man, we refer to, was Jesus' favorite designation of his, describing himself. He described himself. He referred to him.
That's it.
So you see, Brother Drew. He referred to himself as the Son of Man 32 times in Matthew's, 15 times in Mark, 26 times in Luke. The phrase Son of Man is used in the Jewish literature at that period, Jesus' time, has four different meanings. In Psalms 8, it means humanity of any word, man. In Ezekiel, which is used 92 times, it means that the Son of Man was a man or a woman. In Daniel 7, the Son of Man is a symbolic figure that comes flying through the clouds to receive a blessed kingdom of God. The Son of Man is a symbolic sign and name of the nation of Israel, a Yehuda. In the latter version of Enoch, the Son of Man, this is the one I like, Brother Drew, is a personal supernatural being who lived in heaven. Who is you? That came to earth as God's agent to carry out the divine knowledge that you knew about God in heaven. Every man and woman on earth is the son of a man. You ain't a God. Jesus didn't say that he was a God. Everybody living is the son of man. This is one of those old teachings that we had to look into of the church, Brother Drew. And so with that, I'll say, Yah Shalom, Shema Yahawada, Yah Abin Yah Ika Kamadiyah.